When I heard that the Trump administration planned to get tough on crime, my first thought was, here we go again. My experience on the subject dates back to the late 80s, when D.C. streets were referred to as killing fields, with a death happening each and every day. To combat the problem back then, D.C. police announced an operation called Clean Sweep. That summer, I, along with a photographer, decided to live in one of the city's most notorious drug corridor during a series called 5 Days from the Front. In the mornings, business owners like Virginia Ali of Ben's Chili Bowl would come out, sweep up the crack needles and condoms in the alley outside her now-famous eatery, and open for business. I watched as mothers and grandmothers walked their children to the bus stops and watched as life slowly returned to normal. That's when I learned that crime, like everything else, has a pattern and a time frame that doesn't seem to suit most cities and most police budgets. Most cops don't like to work the overnight shift. Most crooks do. Putting cops in hotspots for the long term costs money and overtime. Things got better after that surge of police, but then came the pandemic and another spike in crime. So when I see tanks on the streets of D.C., I ask this question. Are they there for the tourist, or are they there for people like Virginia Ali, who now call D.C. home and have for decades and have seen the worst of times and the best of times, while the people committing the crimes are, in all likelihood, at home, asleep? Del Walters, WTOP News.